Hi guys, and welcome to the second episode of the Dream Big podcast. I'm the host, Madison Bigham. I am so excited to be doing this podcast with you guys. If you haven't already, go ahead and pull out your phones and go to Facebook and Instagram and follow me at Madison Bigham Music and Podcast. And there you can ask me questions that I can answer in the next podcast, which is so exciting. I love answering questions, so ask me anything and I'll answer it. So today I'm going to be talking about what it means to be fearless. A long time ago, I thought I was fearless, and clearly I was not. Being fearless means, in my opinion, being fearless means that you are still scared of things, because there's no way you cannot be scared of things, because you are a sinner, you're on earth, you're not perfect, right? Okay. So being fearless means that you're scared of things, but you know that God's got your back. You know that He's going to come around and help you out. So I thought I was fearless, and I picked up this book called Fearless, believe it or not, by Sadie Robertson. I love Sadie Robertson. She's amazing. And I would read through that book. Me and my best friend Peyton, we would read through that book together. Shout out to you, Peyton. I love you. Anyway, so we would read through that book together, and my favorite thing that Sadie said was, "Fear, you do not own me. Get behind me in the name of Jesus." I just love that. So every time that I have this fearful thought in my mind, or I get scared, I'm about to preach, I'm about to go on stage, I'm about to do something that is frightening to me, fearful to me, I say in my mind, or I say it out loud, it's better if you say it out loud, "Fear, you do not own me. Get behind me in the name of Jesus." I would write that on my hand. I wrote it on my hand for a couple of weeks because I loved it so much. And I still love that. It's one of my favorite quotes that she says. But I would write it on my hand when I'd get nervous. "Fear, you do not own me. Get behind me in the name of Jesus." Just like in the song that Zach Williams, I believe it is, "Fear, he is a liar." When you believed you were not good enough, you believed that you were in shame. "Fear, he is a liar." Because fear is from the devil. Fear is bad. Now God is good. So God will take over that bad, because fear is a liar and God is the truth. I just wanted to share a little bit of that today. So just remember, fear is a liar. Fear, get behind me in the name of Jesus. Fear, you are a liar. And God, you are a healer, a miracle worker. All right. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.